Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Today we're diving into something super important, something that impacts all of us, creating a supportive environment for better mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with negativity, pressure, and just plain chaos? You know that feeling when you walk out your door, and it's like everyone else is running on high alert, leaving you feeling stressed and overwhelmed? We're in a world that often glorifies hustle culture and pushes us to our limits. But here's the thing. True well-being starts with nurturing a supportive environment, both internally and externally. Think of it as building your own personal sanctuary where you can recharge, de-stress, and thrive. Now, I'm not talking about burying yourself in bubble wrap or living in a fantasy world. It's about making conscious choices that create a positive ripple effect.
Why?
So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build that supportive haven. Number 1, surround yourself with the right people. This sounds simple, but it's powerful. Think about your closest circle. Are they uplifting, encouraging, and genuinely interested in your well-being? It's important to cultivate relationships with people who bring out the best in you, who celebrate your victories, and offer a listening ear during tough times. Remember, you're not obligated to stay in toxic situations. Sometimes the most supportive thing you can do is step away from negativity that drains your energy. Number 2, practice self-compassion. Ever notice how we're often our own harshest critics? We beat ourselves up for mistakes and set unrealistic expectations. It's time to turn that inner critic into a cheerleader. Treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and patience you would offer a good friend. Acknowledge your struggles without judgment. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Number 3, set boundaries. Boundaries are essential for protecting your mental well-being. They define what you're comfortable with, what you won't tolerate, and what needs to be respected in your relationships. It could be saying no to extra commitments when you're feeling overwhelmed, limiting social media time, or establishing clear communication expectations with loved ones. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's about prioritizing your mental health and ensuring you have the space to recharge and thrive. Number 4, prioritize activities that bring you joy. Life gets busy, but it's crucial to make time for things that genuinely make you happy. It could be anything from reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a hobby you're passionate about. These activities help replenish your energy, reduce stress, and remind you of the simple pleasures in life. Number 5. Seek professional help when needed. There's no shame in reaching out for support. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or other mental health challenges, remember that there are resources available to help. Talking to a therapist or counselor can provide valuable guidance, coping mechanisms, and a safe space to process your emotions. Think about a time when you felt truly supported. Maybe it was during a difficult period, a major life change, or even just an everyday challenge. What made that situation feel supportive? Was it the presence of caring people who listened without judgment? The feeling of being understood and accepted for who you are? Creating that sense of support isn't just about external factors. It's also about cultivating inner strength and resilience. Remember, building a supportive environment takes time and effort, but it's an investment in your well-being that pays dividends throughout your life. By prioritizing these key takeaways, surrounding yourself with the right people, practicing self-compassion, setting boundaries, nurturing joy, and seeking help when needed, you can create a haven where you feel safe, supported, and empowered to thrive. So go out there, make some positive changes, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community together. And as always, thanks for tuning in to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. We'll see you again tomorrow with another dose of inspiration and actionable insights.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.